T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
4 o'clock, straight up, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you in for John Marks alongside Ike Reese. Jack's behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. We have celebrity run-ins to talk about. We got to talk about whether we're overpaying JT Realmuto or letting him walk. I'd let him walk in a free agency. But as we mentioned before the break, I mean, Ike and I can't do a whole four-hour show without any talk about the Bronco, when any talk about Carson Wentz. I mean, that just feels like it's impossible to do. So I guess last time we did a show together, we did our quarterback rankings, right? And I had Carson 13.
Yeah.
By the way, Pro Football Focus also had a 13.
I don't care about that.
So, you know, it's not
when
like
they support your opinion.
Only when it supports my opinion.
Well, that's what we all feel around here. So here's what we're going to do today. I'm going to give you a list of quarterbacks that I'm going to rank the quarterbacks I'd start a franchise with. So here's what I'm off the bat. I am eliminating some of the guys that were on the list ahead of Carson because they're old. Let's be real. Carson is 27 years old. Mm-hmm. He still should have a considerable amount of football left. Forget Drew Brees. Forget Tom Brady. They're out. They're not part of this thing anymore.
Yeah, so, Carson has a decade of football left.
Well, at least he could. I mean, most quarterbacks these days can play into the late 30s. So he's got a lot of time left. Mm-hmm. So I have my new list here. Quarterbacks I start a franchise with, and I will tell you where I have Carson Wentz coming in. Number one, it's the easiest one. It's Patrick Mahomes. He's the number one quarterback to start a franchise with. Number two, and I believe this is the only guy on my list that is over the age of 30.
Oh, yeah, Russell.
Russell Wilson. He's never missed a game. And he says he wants to play till he's 40. I mean, he might have 8 or 9 more years left.
All these guys want to play till they're 40, yes.
So Russell Wilson, even though he's a mobile quarterback, doesn't miss games and take hits, he's number two. Number three, I'm going with Lamar Jackson. I'm going to cross my fingers that he stays healthy. But he's the youngest MVP in league history. I can't have Lamar. I mean, I had him ahead of Carson last list. He's younger. He's on this list. So I have Mahomes, Wilson, Lamar.
Okay.
Number four on my list is Deshaun Watson, who I think is, in a way, still underrated. Like, I just think he's a tremendous player.
Underrated?
Yeah, underrated. He's finally starting to get that recognition.
I may go the other way with that, but.
So I got Deshaun at number four. Now, this is my first surprise. This is the first guy on this list that wasn't on my last list, but I think he's about to become a star.
Uh-oh.
Hasn't done it yet, but I believe he's going to, and his name is Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is the fifth. If I had a draft of any quarterback, Mahomes, Wilson, Lamar, Watson, Kyler Murray. That's how I would do the first five quarterbacks. All right, now I get to my area where I think Carson Wentz comes in terms of the young quarterbacks.
Yeah, you got a 4'10" quarterback that you would take over Carson Wentz.
Boy, he throws that ball right where it's supposed to go.
That's
he moves,
awesome.
Runs,
that's
throws
awesome.
It right where it's supposed to
that's
go.
That's awesome.
Talk about athletes. That guy was a
that's
baseball player
awesome.
And a football player.
That's awesome.
Great player. All right.
Got you.
Number six on my list, I am going with Dak Prescott. Guy that doesn't miss games, durable. Number seven on my list, another guy doesn't miss games. And the last 3 years.
We're still not getting to Carson.
Oh, he's here. He's on the list.
Okay, he's seven.
Number seven is Jared Goff, who never missed a game.
Didn't we just do this?
We did.
Durable. Did I just smack Jared Goff around yesterday?
Listen, one guy's durable. And the last 3 years, when they've both had good coaches, they have been basically equals at the quarterback position, except one guy doesn't miss games. So I'm going with the durability there. Goff is number seven. Number eight, this was my toughest one because this was where I debated Carson and this guy. I don't like that he also has had a severe knee injury, and I almost picked Wentz over him. But I will go with Jimmy Garoppolo at eight, and then I go Carson Wentz at nine. Yeah, Garoppolo.
Oh.
So
and
it's
Carson Wentz at 9.
9. If I had to pick any quarterback in the league to start a franchise with, he's 9. And I think I'm being fair to him. I'm not picking any of these rookies, Tua or Burrow. They haven't done anything in the league yet. So
you're being fair to him by not picking guys who've yet to take a snap.
Well, some people might.
You know, you're
do
trying
that.
To make sure you maintain credibility with this ridiculous list. But once you went to Kyler Murray, the list goes out the window.
We're talking about talent. Yeah. Kyler Murray's got amazing ability.
So when should I start shredding this list now?
Let me reiterate it one more time so people know what you're shredding. Mahomes, Wilson, Lamar, Watson, Murray, Dak, Goff, Jimmy G, and then there's Carson Wentz coming in at number 9. Any pick of any quarterback starting a franchise right now?
Yeah, that's why you're not a GM. Quite frankly, the only two that I could absolutely say I can understand somebody going with over Carson Wentz is Patrick Mahomes and Russell Wilson. It's the only two. The only two. Now, I could spend time shredding these other quarterbacks like I have in years past. But you know what? I'll take out time for Kyler Murray. I won't smash him because he's only in his second year, and I want to keep picking on the short people, and people look at me like, oh, it's a height challenge thing. Why are you picking on the little guy? Why aren't you pulling for the little guy?
I'm a softy.
Yeah, so I'm not going to pick on him for that standpoint. I'll just say taking a quarterback that's 5'9 to be your quarterback, you are really rolling the dice. It's one thing to exceed expectations of people when you're on a losing team and you won 5 games and people can get excited. It's another thing when the league has had a chance to see what you and your aerated offense can do, what you like to do in it, and now we're going to game plan for that. I understand they added weapons. That's great. He still has to remain healthy and be able to actually win. Because, see, this is what I ultimately want to do. I want to win a championship. And I believe Carson Wentz has that type of pedigree. He just has to get there. The injury thing, I'm done fighting and arguing over because it's indefensible, quite frankly. The guy stays healthy, he's easily a top 5 quarterback. And that's with your great ones still there, Rodgers, Breeze, and Brady. With them in the group, I believe Wentz is a top 5 talent in this league. Health thing, you got to fight through that. Now, let me start at number 4 as well.
Watson.
This perception that Deshaun Watson somehow, because he makes these same spectacular plays that Carson Wentz makes. Don't talk to me about injuries unless you actually looked at his time in the NFL.
Well, he's had 2 knee injuries.
Two knee injuries?
Mm-hmm. One in college, one in the pros.
How many games has he missed?
Well, he missed a bunch his rookie year. That's when he got hurt. But he got hurt October of his rookie year.
I don't need to qualify it. I'm just asking. He missed 9 his rookie year. He missed 1 last year. I don't think it was due to injury, but he still missed a game last year.
Yeah, he clinched. They clinched the playoff spot.
Okay, so he still missed a game last year. That's 10 games he's missed in 3 years. That's 38 games he's played of the 48 available. Do you realize in Deshaun Watson's 3 years that he's played, he hasn't had a year close to the year Wentz had in his best year?
But overall, he's better. Overall.
No.
Yeah, better numbers.
No. Where? How do you have better numbers? Rushing?
He has a better completion percentage in his career, better yards per attempt in his career, better quarterback rating in his career.
Let me see this.
He has a playoff win under his belt.
Let me see. Yeah, yeah, 1 playoff win over Josh Allen under his belt.
Career.
We got 1 playoff win. Let's see. 26 touchdowns.
Josh Allen over Wentz.
26 touchdowns to 12 interceptions last year. Wentz was better last year with less talent around him.
What about the rushing touchdowns last
year? With less talent around him.
How many rushing touchdowns
did
he have last
year? With less talent around him. That's all I'm telling you. He has DeAndre Hopkins. He threw 26 touchdowns to 12 picks.
And he ran for 7. That's 33 touchdowns.
He threw 26 touchdowns to 12 picks. That's what I'm looking at.
How many Carson?
That's what I'm looking at.
How many Carson?
That's what I'm looking at. The year before that, 2018, 26 touchdowns, 9 picks. Rookie year, 19 touchdowns, 8 picks. I like Deshaun Watson. But this idea that he somehow is clearly a top 5 quarterback, I think is just people being enamored with Deshaun Watson's ability to make spectacular plays. I'm going to see what Deshaun Watson looks like this year.
Well, he lost his top receiver.
I don't care.
No, I'm
saying. Carson Wentz doesn't get these type of excuses from you.
But Deshaun Watson's had to overcome a really suspect offensive line. And a coach, I don't think, knows what he's doing. Meanwhile, Carson has Doug, who you and I agree on, Doug.
Joe.
You and I agree on Doug. He's got a good coach, and he has a good offensive line.
Joe, I'm not going to change your opinion on Deshaun Watson. You know you're never going to change my opinion on Carson Wentz. I would take Carson Wentz over Deshaun Watson. That's that. And Kyler Murray. That's that. And Lamar Jackson, let me see what he does this year. MVP?
Mm-hmm.
14-2 last year?
Great year.
Has he won a playoff game yet?
Nope. 0-2 in the playoffs.
Both where?
In Baltimore.
In Baltimore. Were they favored in both those games?
Yeah.
Now imagine if Wentz had lost two playoff games at home at being 14-2. One year, number one, the best record in the league.
It wouldn't be great.
He wouldn't be number three either.
But coming,
hold on, he wouldn't be number three in your book either.
Coming off of Carson's MVP caliber season, he was talked about like Lamar is now.
I'm talking about you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Well, Lamar is a.
I know.
Lamar's an overwhelming talent.
I know. Yeah, they got drafted 30th overall.
Well, his teams were afraid.
He's a great runner. He's a great runner. He's not a great passer.
What we thought Mike Vick could be, Lamar Jackson could be it.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's talent.
Okay, I didn't say he wasn't talented. I'm just giving you my reasons why I would take Wentz over him. And I'm also pointing out how you give certain guys credit that you don't give Carson Wentz. Like the stuff that you put in place to justify Kyler Murray, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, all these things that you do. Like, Wentz doesn't get this credit. Okay, let me go through the rest of your
list. Wait, before
you
go on. Every guy on the list is young-ish, except Wilson, right? So they're all in the same age range.
Yeah.
And they've all accomplished more except Kyler Murray. I acknowledge that.
But somehow Kyler Murray is number five on your list.
I believe in that guy.
I know. And again, I say for a guy that won five games his rookie year, you've decided you're going to take him over Wentz. So all this does is point out your bias towards Carson Wentz
as opposed to
you being realistic. Now, Jared Goff, what in your freaking mind would possess you to say you would rather have Jared Goff over Carson Wentz?
In the last 3 years, when they both have had qualified coaches.
God.
In the last 3 years, they've been virtually
God. Have they had even talent around them?
Even talent?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the first year of this run, right, 2017 and now, the Eagles are the best roster in the NFL.
The Eagles have had the best. What team do you watch every year?
The 2017 Eagles.
Yeah, that team.
That's what I'm saying. So over the last 3 years.
That team. No. Jared Goff has had better talent surrounding him.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, I would.
Their offensive line has been terrible.
I'm being realistic. I don't want to hear that. The team was in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, which is also another argument you would use in favor of Jared Goff.
Of course, he's accomplished.
Yeah, I know. I know you would use that in favor of Jared Goff. But last year, 22 touchdowns and 16 interceptions. Wentz in 4 years ain't never looked that bad.
Well, one guy doesn't get
never
hurt.
Never looked that bad.
They're close,
you're
but
right.
Durability.
You're
durability
right.
On that
he
one.
Was healthy. Why didn't he get his team in the playoffs last year?
Well, he won 9 games just like Carson.
I don't care. Why didn't he get his team in the playoffs last year?
Because the NFC West had more good teams.
Oh,
than the
my
NFC
goodness.
East.
No, because he lost to the Cowboys at home, and then he lost the next week in an important game.
San Francisco.
Yeah, to San Francisco. Yeah. But yet and still, you would still take him. Jimmy Garoppolo. Really? His own coach don't even love him. But for some reason, you would take him over Carson Wentz. Again, proving your bias towards Carson Wentz. You're just being a hater, Josie.
There
we could actually listen. I was prepared for you to at least have Wentz no lower than six.
No lower than six.
And I was ready to smash the other two quarterbacks you had in front of him, or three. Because I know two of them that's going to be there, Wilson and Mahomes. And I expected Jackson to be there because he just won the MVP.
I think nine's a pretty good spot for a guy that's
I expected those three to be there. You got no legitimate reason other than pointing out things that Carson can't do anything about, like playing every game. So somebody plays every game, that makes them better than Carson Wentz.
No, but I'd rather have them if I'm building a franchise.
There's that's why you're not a GM. I'd rather have the guy that has the higher ceiling for talent and his ability.
Well, all these guys have ability. They're all good players.
Yeah,
but one
guy is better. Is better. And with the exception of Jackson, Mahomes, and Wilson.
But why, if he's better, why aren't his numbers better?
Hold on.
His numbers aren't better than these
guys.
No,
you don't want the answer to that. You don't want the answer to that because actually you've been here to watch his entire career, and it should be obvious why his numbers aren't like that. No. Because when I look at the group of quarterbacks you have, his weapons don't compare to any of them.
But they do in certain areas.
Yeah, and tight end.
That matters.
Yeah, okay. Right. Who's winning with just a tight end?
I'm not talking about raw numbers.
Wins and losses, Joe. You do talk about wins and losses because you're talking about what happens when you get to the postseason.
But I'm asking about their numbers.
You aren't talking
about
that.
Individual numbers. If he's so talented, why are the numbers so middle of the pack?
What numbers?
His completion percentage.
He was fifth in touchdown passes last year.
Wonderful. It's great.
But that's not middle of the pack.
But that's not, I'm not bringing up that statistic.
I know you're going to bring up the stat that fits your argument.
He's a good quarterback. But if he's so good, why isn't he top five in
Joe,
all of these
because he doesn't
numbers?
Need to be. He doesn't need to be. That's what you need him to be to validate what you want to think
about.
I'm
just
let me tell you this.
Why the
what
talent
was his best
doesn't
year?
Become
what was his best year?
Greatness.
What was his best year?
2017.
That was his best year, right?
Yeah, he was an MVP caliber player.
What was his completion percentage
about
that year?
About 60.
Okay then. Okay,
but
and that was his best
big
year.
Big plays down the
and
field.
And guess what, Joe?
Big plays down the
guess
field.
Guess what, Joe? Other than Pat Mahomes, Russell Wilson, who's never won an MVP also, and Lamar Jackson, those other quarterbacks, they haven't had a year as good as Carson Wentz.
No,
hold on.
They haven't.
The year Carson Wentz had in 2017.
It's 2020, Ike.
I know,
2020.
But no, Joe, but this is what I'm trying to point out to you. Why I'm telling you why he's better. His ceiling is higher. So what I'm telling you is, with those guys who had more talent around them, who played more games than he has, at their best, they've never been as good as he was in the year that he had his lowest completion percentage. 60%. The next year, he was 69%.
And last year, 64. Here's the fundamental
there
difference. Here's the fundamental difference. Here's the fundamental difference that I keep saying for 2 years, and everyone wants
what?
To live in the past. My eyes tell me the
that's
last.
That's what you do is live in the past. The judging.
Wait a second. Living in the past.
Yes.
The guy who went to the Super Bowl last year, everyone just laughs at, says he's no good. The guy who went to the Super Bowl the
who?
Year before that.
Garoppolo.
Yeah. That's not the past.
Is Garoppolo the reason they went to the Super Bowl?
No, but during this.
Okay, so that's
wait, enough of that.
Enough of that question.
Okay, so guess
enough of that question.
And Carson Wentz wasn't the reason Eagles went to the Super Bowl either.
No, he was the reason they were 11-2.
Go back to the season.
You're going to point out the one game he had against San Francisco, he had against New Orleans.
I want to make my point.
No, I'm just bringing up the fact that a quarterback, you brought up Garoppolo.
No.
He went to the Super Bowl and what everybody thinks about him.
My point is this.
Yes.
The fundamental difference I have between everyone who says things like you, the LTBB community, about Carson's ceiling and his talent.
Yeah.
My eyes.
On top of what he's done is one of the best third down quarterbacks in the game, one of the best red zone quarterbacks
very
in the game.
Very good at both those things. My eyes.
Oh, well, you poo-poo that like that's nothing.
No, I know.
Third down.
He's good at it.
And red zone.
Very good at it. My eyes have told me for
not,
2 years.
Not
for
some
two
stupid
years,
completion percentage.
Carson Wentz for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
My eyes have told me he's not the same athlete he was before
so
that
what?
Knee injury. Because that impacts his ceiling.
So
the
what?
Guy in 2017.
So what?
I
no,
don't,
it doesn't. The
it does.
He threw 27 touchdowns last
like
year.
Like everyone throws 25
no
touchdowns. It's the
with
NFL.
With no talent. No, you know who doesn't throw, you know who didn't throw 27 touchdowns?
Who?
Deshaun Watson.
Guess what? He ran for seven. Carson doesn't run anymore.
Said everybody
he's not
throws
the
for 27
athlete
touchdowns.
He used to be.
I don't care
but
about
I
that.
But I do because I think that impacts his ceiling. I don't think.
Oh, my God.
Look, I hope I'm wrong on this.
You are wrong. You've been wrong on it.
I don't think Carson will ever play like he did in 2017
so what?
Again.
So what?
Well, you know what? You know what
so
then?
What? You don't need
then the ceiling
to win.
Thing doesn't matter anymore.
No, yeah, it does.
No, because I think his ceiling
yeah,
is over.
Does.
I don't think he'll ever can reach that again.
No, you're wrong. That's just your opinion.
But that's what this all is.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's my opinion.
But I'm talking about these quarterbacks you have in front of him. That's what I'm talking about. You have a list, a ranking. I'm trying to figure out why are these quarterbacks in front of him.
I tried to tell you.
What about Dak Prescott?
He plays every game. And his
he
numbers
plays
are.
Plays every game. What did he do last year with all the talent around him? He choked.
He won one less game.
He choked.
He didn't play well enough
he
here.
He choked.
He didn't play well enough
he
here.
He choked.
And what did Carson do in the game in October in Dallas? He
when?
Stunk, too.
No.
They split the games last year.
No. See, here's the thing where you get yourself in trouble. Because at least there's an explanation for why Carson played the way he did in 2018. I know you don't want to admit it or acknowledge it, but coming off a reconstructive knee and a broken back, there's a reason he played that way.
Right.
In 2019, I would dare to say the team failed around him more so.
It's everybody else's fault.
Sure. Sure it is. It's not everybody else's fault. I'm telling you, he was the one of the few guys that played every game last year until he got hurt in the playoffs.
But his career has not had durability.
Now you want to keep going backwards. All right, let's go to last year when he had less talent around him, less expectation, and he drug a team to the playoffs. So Dak, who's had better talent around him for the last two, 3 years, number one wide receiver, one of the top running backs in all of football, talent everywhere. How is Dak, who went 8-8 last year with a bunch of empty stats, how is he in front of Carson Wentz? How?
They've been in the league each 4 years.
Stop giving me – now you want to go back to the past again. Tell me about last year.
Last year?
Yeah.
He played better than Carson Wentz last year. He did. You can't look at what game?
The one they played against the Eagles?
Well, obviously,
with that trash defense?
They split the games, right? One guy played well in one game.
Who played the best when it mattered the most?
Carson played better in week 16.
No, he played better in December.
In December, yeah, he played better.
Yeah.
He was good in December.
And Dak wasn't.
If you look at the 4 years they've been in the league.
Forget about that. One guy's been more durable.
They both won two divisions.
Forget about that. You brought up last year. You want to go back to years when
you know
it's convenient
what?
For
here's
you.
What I want to go to quickly.
I'm asking you when
you know
Dak,
what we never do? We, you know what we do here? We don't. Here's what we don't do here. We never keep one thing and add to the other thing. What we do as a fan
base. So what do you want to do? You go on rankings based off last year, aren't you?
No, it's off their careers and what I believe
moving forward. Kyler Murray, the fifth quarterback on this list.
Talent moving forward. I don't believe Carson Wentz's ceiling is what everyone else thinks it is. I think he's lost the athleticism. I believe that.
Oh, man.
And the other thing, hey, yesterday I heard
talent
you guys.
Moving forward.
We spent a whole day yesterday talking about how great Doug Peterson is.
Yeah.
Guess what? That's part of Carson Wentz and why he's been so good is he's had a great coach. He's walked in the league.
Right.
These other guys have not, including Dak.
Right.
We laughed at Jason Garrett for all those years.
Right, including Pat Mahomes, including Lamar Jackson,
that's
including
part of
Russell Wilson. Right. They don't have great coaches,
right? You asked me why.
They don't have great coaches, right?
You asked me why.
Including Jimmy Garoppolo, right?
You asked me why.
Including Jared Goff, right?
Some guys ahead of Carson. Well, I thought McVay's not that good.
No, I'm asking. No, they're talking. No, I said he's not better than Doug. There's a difference.
He's not better than Doug, based on certain things. One,
I know, based
ceiling,
on the argument that fits your that fits
ceiling,
your narrative. Yeah,
ceiling, what they've done so far, their age, and
that's,
what I think they're going to do moving forward.
I'm going to tell you why it's a cop out. Because that criteria doesn't apply for every player that's in front of him. It applies to the ones that you want to justify having them in front
my
of
my team, Joe, my quarterback.
Joe, I've been doing this a long time. Joe, I know you want to keep moving the goalposts. I know you got your different criteria.
I think they're better quarterbacks than him. What do you want to say? I'd rather have them as my quarterback.
We know this. So, we're just arguing your reasoning.
My reason. Well, it's every quarterback's
different.
That's
all. We know you're stuck on this Carson Wentz hater thing.
Hater.
And you'll listen.
Wait.
I'm surprised you didn't put Joe Burrow in front of me.
Let's be real. The hater thing is silly. It's not silly. It is. I have only eight quarterbacks in the world. I'd rather pick up build a franchise
so
around.
So what? That's not something to pat him on the back.
Sure it
is. No, because you got garbage quarterbacks like Jared Goff, Jimmy Garoppolo, Dak Prescott, who's average at best, and Kyler Murray in front of him, but with no good reasoning other than the fact you want to try to make a point by making this list like this.
Some of those guys have been more durable.
God.
Some have had better careers. Some have a higher
ceiling.
Come on,
dog. Nobody would take Jimmy Garoppolo over Carson Wentz. Nobody would take Jared Goff over Carson Wentz. Nobody is taking Kyler Murray over Carson Wentz.
Oh, I don't think so.
Nobody is taking Dak Prescott instead of Dallas.
A lot of people would take Kyler Murray.
Only you.
Only you, just like you had
Kirk Cousins in front of Dak. In front of Carson Wentz.
That's a different list.
I know you come up with all these crazy lists. That's what you do.
Well, look.
That's what you do.
If I had a
but
team,
there's nothing,
eight quarterbacks.
Listen, I gave you two quarterbacks that you just said you would prefer to have than Carson Wentz. Both guys were in a playoff position just like Carson Wentz was last year at the same time, and the other two quarterbacks had better talent around them, and they didn't get the job done.
I saw a good offensive line.
They
I
didn't
saw tight
get
ends
the job
here.
Done, and Wentz did. And if you're basing it off last year because you got Kyler Murray in his list and you got Jackson at number three because he won the MVP last year.
Youngest MVP ever.
I know.
Great
point. I gave that to you. My point is that you're not giving Wentz his credit. That's the point that I'm making by having him at nine.
That's the credit I'm giving him.
No, that's not good. Credit. No, that's disrespect.
Well, there's other young quarterbacks. I picked him over. I mean, there's a lot of young quarterbacks in the
like
NFL.
Like who?
Well, there's a lot of you right now.
Like who that's good? Like who?
Good young quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Well, none of the rookies here. I mean, some of those
guys. Who else do you have Wentz in front of that's good?
That's a good quarterback right now?
Joe, I know you need time to think about it.
Well, I do have to think. Because I'd stop the list at Wentz. I have to think on who I'd put behind Carson Wentz.
Right, but you know the quarterbacks that you've left off this list that isn't Brady, Rodgers.
Well, they're old.
Brees.
They're older quarterbacks.
Oh, I know. You know the other quarterbacks are hot garbage or they haven't proved anything.
Well, that's part of why Carson is where he is. He has proven something. Those guys haven't yet.
You can't play.
Baker Mayfield's one. He's ahead of Baker Mayfield.
You can't play mental gymnastics with me.
He's ahead of Baker Mayfield.
So what? That's not an accomplishment.
You asked me who the quarterbacks are.
That's not. Well, I'm glad
Josh
you
Allen
came
went
up
to, Josh Allen went to the playoffs
last
year.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. I mean, there's
something. Yeah, so did the Eagles.
Yes, they did. Yeah. There are certain young guys out there that I'd rather have Carson Wentz over.
Only John Marks would take Josh Allen over Carson Wentz.
We
nobody
know
else
Josh
would.
Allen over Wentz.
Nobody else would.
215-592.
You happy, Jack?
94-94.
I thought that was great.
It's Jack's fault. Listen.
Good job in there.
Well, I figured I'd give them what they wanted for a segment.
I think people should be happy.
Oh, dude, you're ridiculous.
Eight quarterbacks in the NFL take over?
You're ridiculous.
Pretty good. 215-592-9494. We have
Kyler Murray.
Breaking news on the NFL preseason schedule. We'll get back into the JT thing and your best celebrity run-ins. That's next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.